This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Don't look now, but 50 years ago today, 50 years ago that the imagination of the entire world, not just the United States, was captured by man's takeoff to the moon, leading to Mission Commander Neil Armstrong's immortal words 4 days later upon first setting foot on the moon. Two of the three Apollo 11 astronauts will return to the exact spot on Tuesday from where they flew to the moon. NASA invited Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins to the Kennedy Space Center to mark the anniversary. Mission Commander Neil Armstrong, who took the first lunar footsteps, died in 2012. It kicks off 8 days of golden anniversary celebrations for each day of Apollo 11's voyage. A feud is escalating between President Donald Trump and Democrats after the president launched what some consider to be racist attacks against four congresswomen of color. With more, correspondent Patsy Widakuswara.
The president was responding to a question about his Twitter attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, an American Muslim born in Somalia.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda, then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
Other than Omar, Democratic congresswomen of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Presley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. The U.S. and North Korea agreed to hold working-level talks following a hastily arranged meeting last month between President Trump and Kim at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. Iran is threatening to restore its nuclear program to its status before Tehran signed the 2015 nuclear deal with six world powers. The 2015 deal calls on Iran to slash its uranium enrichment in exchange for sanctions relief from the United States and the five other signatories, which include Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. Now, President Trump called the agreement horrible, pulled the U.S. out last year, and reimposed sanctions on Iran. Iran has already withdrawn from parts of the agreement and threatens to back away even further. A white nationalist who killed a woman by ramming his car into a crowd protesting a white supremacist rally in Virginia in 2017 has received a second life sentence. James Fields was sentenced Monday to life plus 419 years for killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring 19 other people after the Unite the Right gathering in Charlottesville on August the 12th of 2017. The mother of the victim of Heather Heyer, Susan Brough, said the sentence was appropriate.
Not only does the United States hold these actions to be quite serious with serious consequences, but also the state of Virginia is not tolerating them, and I think that message is sent loud and clear today.
U.S. President Donald Trump sparked controversy after the event when he blamed the violence at the rally on both sides. Turkey commemorated a three-year-old failed military coup on Monday as the fallout over the botched takeover deepens political divisions within the country and strains ties with its Western allies. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attended events in the capital of Ankara to mark the anniversary of the coup attempt on July the 15th. In 2016, he visited Armed Forces headquarters, the scene of bloody fighting. On a tree-lined sidewalk in front of the entrance to the Department of Justice headquarters, protests raised signs and carried flags to protest the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed African-American man who died in 2014 in an altercation with police. The federal government has until Wednesday to file charges against Daniel Pantaleo, the officer accused of killing Garner, and any of the other New York City police officers involved in the arrest. If not, it will lose the chance. The statute of limitations on the case expires on July the 17th. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.